You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Let's jump into the latest and what happened with NFL insiders after we went off the air last night. We'll get you the latest Cowboys trade reports and discussions. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champion. You got Lucius Alexander of the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go 5 flawless like it's nothing. Wolchuk and Chiafalo here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Yeah, when we went off the show, the story was Max wants to be a Cowboy, and then it stopped being that about an hour, maybe 90 minutes later, as Slater and Pelissero. Raiders met with him yesterday, said they don't want to trade him, and Max doesn't even want to leave the Raiders. So that's kind of where we were last night. Charles Robinson joined the Fan this morning. He said sometimes these conversations happen, and one of the teams says there's no interest, but what does that mean, he asked rhetorically. And said if Mark wants to, or if Max wants to, Mark Davis loves him enough that he would. Yeah. You know, love to retain him, but also would trade him if Max really wanted to go chase a championship. And he feels like conversations did happen on some level. Maybe not official conversations, but there's been some back and forth, and has a hard time believing Stephen Jones particularly has no interest. So it was a great interview this morning with Charles Robinson. You can find that with the Odyssey app or YouTube if you want to go back and listen to that. But let's just open it up. Guys, what are you hearing? What are you thinking about this story?
I mean, I think Charles is the man, and he gave a lot of tremendous insight. I was asking around. I tried to get the media black book and was talking with some people in Vegas. And I think it is one of those where, like, Max Crosby's super loyal, and he really does. He likes being a Raider. And I don't think he's the type of guy, at least the source that I talked to, that would force a trade. And that might ultimately be, if the Raiders were going to do it, kind of where it has to go. But I
kind of like Damian Lillard out of Portland.
Yeah, and like last year with Devontae Adams, and they traded Devontae Adams where he wanted to go, to the Jets. So I think that Max Crosby would like, if he were to be traded, the Cowboys are a destination that he would be down to go to. I'm not closing the book on this just yet.
I agree.
I think that there's still a possibility, and I'd love to hear what more information you've got, Brian, that this, and it's also, I've got some faith in Jerry here. Jerry's one of the best negotiators ever. If Jerry decides this is the player that I want, I think him and Mark Davis have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that even though the Raiders are saying publicly, and they told Max Crosby yesterday, we don't want to trade you, and Max is not going to come out and say, I want to be traded, because that's not the type of person he is, I still think there's a chance.
Yeah, I feel like there's a few things that happened here. And last night I was trying to get a little clarity on some of them. I think, by the way, Jane Slater's sources are excellent. I think that Trey Wingo's sources are excellent here too. I think where this is at though is I think the Raiders had to put like a fire out quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so all of a sudden now you're getting
what it felt like.
Yeah, we're getting
Max wants out. You know?
Yeah, yeah, we got to really kind of take care. And this happened so fast, and then it made like worldwide news. If mm-hmm. you're an NFL fan, and you know, and a lot of fans are Cowboy fans, and so all of a sudden it's like whoa. And so I agree with Wolchuk. I don't think this is over, and I say this because of us all standing there at Nobu one time this summer, and Stephen Jones looking at us in the eye and going, "I'm not trading Micah Parsons. I'm not trading him. Yeah. Why would I trade Micah Parsons? I'm not doing it." And I think that Charles is absolutely right about, like, there probably was some conversation. It was really convenient yesterday for everybody to be at the NFL owners meeting in New York. And I'm sure there was some conversations probably had then, but I don't think this is over. And I think everything is still in play. I just don't think the Raiders and the Cowboys wanted it to get out this fast.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that. That's kind of what it felt like to me. And I just love Charles Robinson because he's got such a great understanding and nuance of it. And he's not afraid of the nuance by trying to oversimplify something. He acknowledged there's gymnastics that go along with this phrasing. And with experience, you can kind of see and ask questions like, well, what exactly does that mean when you're saying something like that? And I think when you're in the business of getting information from teams, you know, we come to understand sometimes they're telling you the truth. Sometimes they're telling you what they erroneously believe is the truth.
Right.
But a lot of times they're doing a PR thing like, this is what we want the world to believe about our position.
Right.
Not necessarily the truth, but we got to spin this story hard. And you're never quite sure until, you know, the actions, you know, always end up speaking much louder than words. But right now, like, the top three players in the trade market, all the teams have come out and said, we're not trading Waddle. We're not trading Jeffrey Simmons. We're not trading Max Crosby. Yeah. You know, and it's because they're in a negotiation, possibly. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Raiders are just pulling out all the stops now. An hour ago, they tweeted out the bringer of chaos, and it is just a Max Crosby hype video for 60 seconds.
There you go.
Like, they're doing everything they
can.
We
love you, Max.
To remind the folks that they love him, and if you want him, you are going to have to pry him out of their fingers.
I mean, he's like a superstar and a mascot all in one. I don't think there's been a player who's got the look of a Raider more since Lyle Alzado in the 70s, Brian.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, they've had some in the 70s. So Lyle Alzado would be a really good one. John Matuszak.
Looks like a pirate.
The twos. Yeah. They've
had, like a biker gang.
They've had rolled up on every one of those guys that played are all Super Bowl champs. But you're absolutely right. I think the Mark Davis angle is really, really, really good. The Cowboys have a history of dealing with the Raiders recently here with Mari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think everything is I think everything is still in place. I just think that it got out a little too quick. And so now you have people kind of say, oh, we got to walk this back a little. But I think the Cowboys are clearly into the trade market. And I think they're clearly looking at all possibilities of defensive help. I don't think they're lying to you about that. And I would say they're going to keep calling on Max Crosby.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, I needed that once again. Yeah. I love that reality. I keep my fingers crossed they could get the player, but there's a lot of smoke around this one. There's just a lot of smoke out there about the Cowboys being interested, and that's something to legitimately celebrate. This might be the most exciting player acquisition window since they were pursuing Nnamdi Asamoah in 2011. Mm. Like, we just don't get this.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get this as a Cowboy fan. Like, they're about to sign a big free agent or they're about to do this. There's just, you know, there's not been a lot of buildup. But I would say, like, even if you can't get Crosby, there's a lot of ways to go out here and improve this football team. So we don't necessarily have to be laser focused on this. I just think he's the best player available.
100%. He's the big name. And then you look at Trey Hendrickson, and then we can start to talk about the Bradley Chubbs, the Jalen Phillips in Miami, or Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald with the Jets, some of the other players that are out there. But I also feel better about the Cowboys being a lot more active and not just sitting and waiting for a deal to come to them, which was my fear, because we had a lot of people that we love and respect on the beat, right? Whether it's Calvin Watkins or Clarence or Nick Harris or whoever it might be. And it was, well, the Cowboys hadn't made calls. And maybe they hadn't made a call specifically to the Raiders. But I do think behind the scenes, they are going and exploring all options. And kudos to Will McClay and the pro scouting department. And I think even Steven and Jerry that are like, man, we've got a special offense here. And we got a quarterback that's playing the best he's ever played. Let's go ahead and strike and get some excitement going here and go ahead and make a run at it.
Yeah, maximize the opportunity. That's all you can really ask for from your team. And you look around at how Philly added Saquon Barkley and the Buccaneers added Ndamukong Suh and Rob Gronkowski and the 49ers add McCaffrey. The Rams got Ndamukong Suh and Jalen Ramsey.
And Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, you don't win it by adding fringe-level depth players. You add it by having Brady Mahomes, or when you're close, you address your shortcomings with an all-pro level player. And that's when you know your front office really understands what it's going to take to get the job done. Trayvon Diggs is at the star, remains in concussion protocol, and is not practicing today, but a number of Cowboys are, and it's a lot of fun here on Cowboys Twitter right now to see the photos of Savone Revel and DeMarvian Overshone out there practicing. Revel's first real practice since he was drafted by the Cowboys, so this is it's definitely a good vibes day up there at the start, coming off a win, getting reinforcements, and you know, talking about maybe the team helping him out in a big way at the trade deadline. Okay, Jaden Daniels is out for the weekend. Marcus Mariota is going to get another shot for Washington, as they're not sure how long that hamstring is going to keep him out, but that's pretty early in the week to rule him out for this one, so I'm going to go ahead and stick to my look like about a month to me.
That's a Monday night game for them, right? Mm-hmm. Is that at Kansas Chiefs. City?
Yeah. It's tough. Well,
but we got Mavs open tonight, boys.
Yeah, we do. Let's go.
Stephen A. Smith says the Mavs will win the title if they are healthy. I like that. I could see it. I can't rule it out. I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, though.
Yeah. The fragility of the team that Nico has put together is pretty wild.
Yeah,
but they should be a total force of nature defensively, and the rim protection, all that kind of stuff is going to be awesome. It's just, to me, it comes down to the health, and there's no way to be confident in that.
Yeah, it's brutal, you know, and after the first two big ones, you still have Derek Lively to look at. Daniel Gafford's coming in hurt. If you can assume health, though, just the Gafford, Lively, Anthony Davis front court is insane. I really think they need to find a way to get Cooper Flagg and P.J. Washington on the court together as well, to give you the perimeter defense along with size and playmaking. Two unselfish players. Obviously, when Kyrie Irving comes back, that's going to, you know, be your main point guard guy. But I think the biggest storyline between now and then is how much Cooper Flagg can you get at the point? Because if you can pull that off and he can run everything, the defensive upgrade you're going to get by not having to put a more traditional point guard out on the court, I think could propel you in the regular season, just having an overwhelming defense. Now, as far as winning the championship, OKC is so gosh dang good. And they brought everybody back. I think this is the last year they're going to be able to have all these dudes together before the salary cap and the luxury tax impose its will upon them. Championship windows are very short in this NBA, unless you're willing to lose a lot of money like Golden State was with the luxury tax. So I don't know how Stephen A. Smith quite negotiates that. Like, what's the weakness of OKC that you're going to exploit here? I know the Mavs have had tremendous success against them in the regular season, but I'm not taking that for granted at all. I think OKC is clearly the best team across the entire league.
Yeah, they're next level. They're young and they have the continuity. So and I think they have a chance to be even better defensively this year than they were last year. So yeah, that's going to be they're a juggernaut.
Maybe Stephen A. was talking to Jaden Hardy, though. He says this year's Mavericks team better than last year's. Quote, the team we have this year is better in so many ways. That may be a little shot fired at Luka.
Maybe.
Certainly reads that.
Yeah. I don't know how long Jaden Hardy's going to be on the team.
Well, I'd love to think that he's trade bait. I don't know if they can get anything for him anymore.
No, I mean, his value's pretty darn low. He looked terrible in the preseason.
Okay, Mark Stein, a longtime Mavs reporter, taking his talents to Amazon Prime. He's joined Amazon's NBA coverage as an editorial contributor, the network confirmed to Front Office Sports. Mm. I can imagine he does do a little bit of sideline reporting, but is he going to start writing for Amazon? Is Amazon Sports going to be a website power now?
Probably so. I mean, they're probably trying to get some guys to step in, maybe some insiders, and if you're especially an insider with the Dallas Mavs, that's the real value for Tim McMahon for ESPN.
Yeah.
Tim's good with the Memphises and those teams in this area, but his real focus is Dallas Mavericks. And if you got a good team, and so what Mark can do too is Mark can bring that same kind of level of insight too. It's a little bit different, I think, with no Luka around, but at least he can report when they need an insider for Maverick stuff. He could be that guy.
He's dialed around the league, I think, pretty good as well.
No, he's really good. Yeah, he's really good. But his, like I said, he's got that. It was much better when Cuban owned the team for him. But he's still highly respected in that building down the street.
What a first night in the league last night, though, on NBC. Thunder over the Rockets in double overtime. SGA with 35 points. And the Warriors beat the Lakers 119-109 despite 43 from Luka. He was on fire, 17-27 shooting, 12 rebounds and 9 assists. There it is. A little round ball lock for you. 31 from Jimmy Buckets, 23 from Curry as we are off and running in the association. 8:30 tip tonight, ESPN. Are we getting Charles and Kenny and Shaq?
5 o'clock. Yeah. Starting at 5 o'clock on ESPN today.
We get 1 hour?
Get him in the post game, I think, too, after the Mavs game tonight. Yep. So, man, it's going to be fun.
It is. I'm excited. It's going to be a blast.
Okay, we got the top 10 at 220 coming up after the G-Bag of the Day champion. What's the subject matter today, Wolchuk?
Well, in honor of the Cooper Flag debut, what are the top 10 most anticipated debuts in NBA history? Heck, what's the debut you were most hyped for? 877-881-1053. That's
coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next in the nation,
but we are tracking the NFL trade deadline. We're getting you ready for Mavs opening night. Spurs in town. It's time for the champ plus Wolchuk's top 10, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here we go. Yeah. Into the Pimp Cup. This is just...
Champ is here.
Mm-hmm.
Champ is here. All right, G-Bat in the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Replay the champ right about here. You caught it, you lucky son of a gun. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Hit me up on social media at Lucky Lucius P, whatever. Anyway, this is day two going for three of this champion audio. Longtime Cowboys fan right here, Miss Gonzalez. Girl, we are playing you on the radio. Somebody tell Miss Gonzalez we are playing her on the radio. A longtime Cowboys fan right here. She's not a fan of how they were treating Dak. Ref, where is that flag?
Yeah, look at that son of a bitch, Commander, what he does to my quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a f***ing ass.
Yeah.
Illegal my ass. He almost killed my quarterback. Kick him out of the game. Out of the game.
Hey.
King 55 f***ing head. Get him out of there.
Get him out.
Always playing nasty, even when they were the Washington Redskins. They always have to keep doing that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Damn right I'm mad.
They've been like this.
That's uncalled for.
Damn right I'm mad.
Yeah, look what he did. He almost took his hair off.
That might be the finest look at that son of a bitch in the history of radio.
It's amazing.
It's iconic.
Yeah. Mira.
Mira, look at this. The champion, Miss Gonzalez, tune in. She'll face some challengers tonight at 5:30, right before we get to LA Live. Here's Wolchuk's Top 10 at 220.
All righty, 877-881-1053. We've got the Top 10 NBA debuts. Which ones are the most anticipated? We've got Cooper Flagg making his regular season debut with the Mavs tonight against Wemby. And the Spurs, but you can give any sport if you had another player that you were like super pumped to see. 877-881-1053. It's also National Nut Day, boys. Get your nut.
Today's National Nut Day.
National Nut Day.
I eat these peanuts every day. I'm so addicted.
You're on a
run, man. The roasted joints with the salt, y'all.
It probably helps also consume the water.
Yeah, it does.
Keeps you thirsty.
I hope they're not bad for you.
Well, okay. I'm glad you brought
somebody's
this up.
Somebody's about to come out with that, Lucius. Yeah. Get ready, yeah.
Dueling
Have you
list.
Been eating peanuts?
Yeah.
You fool. Call 1-800. Yeah. You're an idiot.
So are the peanuts on the top 10?
I'm Jim Adler eating peanuts.
Yeah. Number Call six.
Me. I'll kick their ass.
I'll kick your ass.
Big peanut convention, eat them.
Sixth healthiest nut, Lucius. You're good.
All right.
Sixth healthiest nut you can eat.
What is the number one healthiest nut that you
Cashew?
Can eat?
Cashew? Healthiest nut.
Almond?
The almond nut.
Yeah.
Almonds are number one.
You guys
one.
Hate almond joy.
I love almond joys. It's coconut and almonds, bro.
I'm the same way, man. I am
it's
the just, same
it's
way.
The coconut, man.
The coconut is great.
It makes
I
it
like
great.
The flavor, but I as I've said, it's the grainy texture of it.
There's a Twix sitting right there. There's a Kit Kat.
So you guys never had a real coconut and it was like, had your dad like screw it open, drill it open, and
I don't think so.
Drink the juice out of it, and you start scooping it with a spoon?
I did it in Mexico for the first time.
Okay.
When I went there with my wife, I watched her cousin climb up the tree, knock it down, bust that bad boy open, and it's...
Was it not jamming?
You just put a straw in there?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
No straw, I think I was just actually just going mouth to coconut and drinking it down, but... It's way better than just the coconut water that we have here in cans and stuff, which I've come around on. But like the flavor of the actual coconut water,
yeah,
dude, really.
Shout out to Cocoa Nut,
amen.
Cocoa Nut, like I love a Thai curry, which is like coconut milk based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a flavor issue with the coconut, but again, it's like the grainy, gritty texture.
It's like that white
of the
part
shavings.
Of the egg for me.
Yeah, exactly.
The rubber
exactly.
Part.
That's what it is. 214 agrees. They're the same way.
That's how I feel about peppers, onions, mushrooms.
But is
the
that a flavor
texture?
Thing?
That's
a texture
thing. Texture thing.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
I respect freaks it.
Freaks me out.
Cashews are three on the healthiest nuts, by the way. Your top three are the cashew, Brazil nuts.
Yeah.
Brazil nuts. I never knew what kind
There's
of nut this was.
A lot of good things out of Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, a lot of good things.
Talk about I like big backs, Shotty.
What?
Shout out to Brazil.
Yeah, oh. Man. What's going
Can't
on?
Lie.
What's the Brazilian nut got to say?
The Brazil nut, you'll
recognize
They just
recognize had a Miss Boom Boom contest, by the way, in Brazil. Boom, maybe boom, like a few weeks ago, the Miss Boom Boom contest.
Ayo, the Boom Boom.
Uh-huh.
Let's sync that up with the Cowboys trip to Brazil. Wouldn't that be great?
I would
go
fun.
Watch the Cowboys
Lucius,
and Miss Boom
Boom. Can
we get
that on the screen here?
Boom Boom contest. I thought about bringing it up when it was nice, and I was like, it's probably too toxic.
Creamy Brazil nuts are a source of selenium. Selenium? Selenium, I think is the right word for this.
What are we
selenium.
Doing?
S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M.
What
selenium.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Sometimes words are hard, Brian, okay? You can't say groin. Don't come at me.
It's
an essential trace mineral.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hazelnuts at 4 and macadamia nuts at 5. I do love a good macadamia nut.
The cookies, man. Cookies are good.
Yes, they are. Pistachios at 8, by the way. So if you're worried.
Ice cream on that.
Like, oh my gosh, pistachios, are they unhealthy? They're not. They're a healthy nut. But let's get to the legends of the most anticipated NBA debut. Gavin, you are an NBA fan.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, was baseball your first sport that you like? Did you play?
Did ever tell you it was a board off?
Or was basketball your first sport?
Okay. Yeah, baseball's first sport, but I ended up liking basketball the most.
So who was the player maybe making their debut that you got most hyped for?
This hurts, man. It was Greg Oden.
I don't blame you, though, dude. Greg Oden looked like an absolute savage coming out of Ohio State.
We were so fired up.
Laugh.
We went to his first preseason game.
Not a heavy
game.
Lifting on that back, huh?
We went to his first preseason game like it was historic.
Oh,
you know?
Do you have a jersey?
I think the city of Portland actually threw a parade when he was drafted and he first arrived. It was like, holy cow, because you had just gotten LaMarcus Aldridge from the Longhorns. Shout out Seagaville. And Brandon Roy had won Rookie of the Year from Washington. So you get lucky, kind of like the Mavs just did and won the draft lottery. It was like, oh, my goodness. You know, it was looking like the OKC Thunder roster.
Man, that really was. If Greg Oden could have stayed healthy, and Brandon Roy.
Yeah, within 5 years, they were both done. And
damn.
LaMarcus was a great player, but
he's being bad. Kevin Durant didn't really amount to much, though.
Greg Oden did look like a 50-year-old playing as a rookie, though.
Okay. Yeah, like in the face.
He did. Yeah. Like, he looked like an old grandfather.
Old man.
Yeah.
Like making the Final Four run.
Damn, bro. What? They said his mom's old hag. That's what it is.
I said
a certain age you got to catch. If she got over that age.
I said old man.
You saw an old face.
Old man.
Your old man just taught you a lesson.
Yeah. I think DeAndre Ayton has a little bit of that, too.
He does. Yes.
Middle-aged face.
Look old. There's some people that look young.
Oh, this is not you.
They're always going to look young, but some people have the old face.
Remember that bit?
Yeah. Look at the old man.
He are you looking
looks
at my
like
gut?
An old ape. Boom,
boom. I'm working on
look
it.
Look at that rust.
I'm working on it here. Big Grego, and that is a heartbreaker. Lucius, do you have anyone that's like had a better career than Grego?
Tell him Oscar Robinson.
No, man.
Lucius,
we're talking about debuts, right? Yeah.
Debuts.
No, my debut, I had it locked in. Whatever the cats were wearing on Christmas Day, the shoes they were wearing, they were debuting new shoes back in my day,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So those are the shoes that you wanted to go see. That you like, all right, I got my Christmas money. I'm going to go spend my money on whatever MJ had on or whatever Penny had on or Barkley, whatever. So, yeah, was my debut.
The shoes. Was this the Lucius Marie phase of your life?
That is no. Lucius Marie is my older phase now that I have some gay friends. They call me Lucius Marie.
Oh.
Yeah,
Daddy
Lucius.
The shoes.
That was little Lucius days. Definitely little, L.A. Little Lucius.
Little Lucius.
When does Zaddy Lucius come in?
I don't know. They just threw that in. Maybe I was helping them with the grill one time. It was like Zaddy Lucius. I had my shorts on out there at Disney when we were out there at Disney, and it was like Zaddy Lucius. I'll see you with the Hoochie Daddy shorts.
The Hoochie Daddies.
Those are my wife's friends, but I'm the plus one, and they're hella gay. Yeah, he's like 6'5", gay dude, big as hell, queen, bro.
Blake Griffin comes in at number 10, most anticipated NBA debuts. Blake Griffin with the Clippers.
Oh, LeBron. Oh, we're going to get to LeBron here.
Well, LeBron's going to be really high. Really. He's not going to be 10.
I'm just asking. 03, right?
We're going to ruin the whole damn list here. Let's just end it. Good God.
Yeah, okay. Where can we pivot?
What the hell? Blake Griffin
we
was
can bring
a 10.
Back, like, guess the odds, if you want to do that.
It's guess that spread,
you want to spread them? You want to spread them right now? I haven't been practicing. 9 is Ralph Sampson.
Wow.
1983.
Let's go back to the practice.
Wow, bro.
Pause.
Nope.
That wasn't a pause.
Respect
that
to you for putting that work in.
I've been practicing late, spreading. Ralph Sampson at 9.
Had a gun up there?
No. Man, we actually talked about that last night at the Stars.
I've been thinking about that all night.
How?
Yeah. I think Broadus might be right. There's no way that man put that thing up in there, bro.
The handle.
There's no way. It must have been another way. Like, it was in a sock or something.
Yeah.
There's no way that man put that thing up in there, bro.
Just, the human body doesn't work that way.
No.
To where you can just find a way to contort that gun up there.
And then I was thinking about how much clout he must have in jail. Be like, yo, you know what I can do?
The party trick?
I've got a pretty unique set of skills.
Turn around.
Yeah, we got butt cracked on that one.
What?
I don't think we did.
No,
I think you ask some of these ER nurses what kind of stuff is shoved up there.
Hamster.
Ooh, you know?
This could be another top 10.
Yeah, they do say some wild stuff they find. Crazy ERs.
Shampoo bottles.
But people are really adventurous, you know what I mean? Like, hey, Saturday night, I'm kind of bored. I done had these Zimas.
A Buzz Lightyear action figure.
Oh, gosh.
Poor Buzz, bro.
To infinity and beyond.
Where am I going? Where am I going?
All right, top 10 things.
A motorized tire pump.
Tire pump?
Yeah.
Tire
pump. Motorized? Motorized tire pump. What the Google AI says. Man.
It ain't got no filling in this thing. I got to bring some filling back.
Golly.
Aerosol cans are number 10 on the things that people most shove up, hide up there.
Yeah.
Aerosol?
Aerosol cans. Food items, electronics. Live animals.
Yeah. And with some of those subcompact pistols, the handle is only like 2 fingers worth.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a real small one.
The real small was like my grandmother used to have in her purse or something like that.
Like the Wild
real
West.
Small 22s. Just get somebody off
one
of you
shot,
real quick.
One
yeah,
shot.
One shot. Oh, gosh.
That sounds manageable.
But not in the leg. I mean, you got to make
that. That's still a lot of work, though,
you
bro.
You got to make that handle.
Money.
Turn around,
I would have saved
man,
it for my escape. I'm heading to jail.
I'm getting more than a leg shot off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to ask everybody to leave your cell, too, when you're getting that done. Hey, man, you got to get out of here.
Goodness gracious. Larry Bird, number 8, most anticipated debuts. I thought Larry Bird would be a little higher.
I thought you were still talking about things that go in people's asses.
Yeah, I'm pivoting. I'm moving around from nuts to bird to butt stuff. And,
easy.
You know, legends. Patrick Ewing at number 7. Yao Ming, 2002, number 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yao Ming was a pretty big one.
That's a big one. Yeah, massive.
He's a big guy.
I'm the franchise. Yao Ming.
Yao Ming. Victor Wembanyama, who the Mavs are playing tonight, at number 5 in 2023.
Man, that seems like it's pretty low for him.
Shaq at 4, 1992, making his debut.
Larger than life.
Magic, right?
Yes, that was with the Magic. Do you think tonight's debut for Cooper Flagg bigger than any of these so far? Blake Griffin, Ralph Sampson, Larry Bird, Patrick Ewing, Yao.
I think I'd stay below all Larry of them? Bird, maybe.
But bigger than Blake Griffin.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't he like number 9?
Number 10.
Blake was a superstar freak in nature.
He was a freak.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy, we're talking about a dude who's been supposed to be number 1 for
young
the last
guy.
5 years.
Yeah.
I mean.
A lot of hype.
Great white hope, right? According to Fred Davis.
Who was? Who's a great white hope?
Cooper Flagg.
Fred Davis.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. How does it feel to be that white guy?
He literally asked him that. He sat next to him and said, how does it feel to be
Dawson's going to ask him tonight. Why?
Couldn't believe
that
it.
White guy.
How does it feel? You're him.
Wilt Chamberlain at number 3.
Yeah.
1959.
Philadelphia Warriors.
That had to be just not fair for everybody else.
I was at the game.
Were you?
Yeah.
How was it? Was it really, packed?
Yeah, it was a packed house there.
Wait, you was at the Wilt Chamberlain game?
Yeah.
Damn.
Were you there?
59.
Were you there?
Not really. I was born in 63.
Oh,
damn
bro.
It.
Look how we all believe that, too.
Don't false that
we
like
all
that.
Went for it. Sorry, man.
Sorry, knowledge man. Bomb I'm redacted.
Sitting, yeah, I'm just sorry, sitting there watching.
He's a bogey.
Watching Wilt Chamberlain.
Quit lying to us, man.
Sorry, man.
LeBron at 2.
That's how grandpas be getting their stories off, too, on the young ones.
What, really? Is a 20-pound bass?
Yep.
Yeah, right out there in the lake. I reached down there with my hand and got it out of there.
Walked uphill to school both ways. No shoes on. LeBron at number 2.
Oh, 2.
But the biggest
Magic
debut.
Johnson.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, really?
Magic didn't make the top 10.
Said, I'm
was
surprised.
The NBA even a big enough deal in the 60s
yeah,
and 50s?
It was.
69?
I think Bill Walton's not on this list. How about him? Right. He won like 80-something straight games at UCLA.
I like the Bill Walton one. I think that's
R.I.P.
a good one.
R.I.P. to the legend.
In.
I appreciate that, Brian. Picks me up after the Greg Oden debacle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Walt.
77. What were you doing that day?
Yeah, other things that people shoved in their rectums.
Yeah, what is?
Hey, relax. How you say that?
Let's build
right,
to number
right.
one.
Don't
here.
Be irresponsible.
Well, number one is
over
pretty. You will guess it.
Oh, okay. The standard.
It's the drugs.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of a different D word.
Yeah. I told you them party girls. They told me about drugs. The mollies. They'd be like, "I'll be right back."
Illegal drugs, money, weapons, contraband,
money,
keys. Gosh, that was. Wow.
The kilo?
Like, oh, man.
Oh, like dope?
No. Like handcuff keys.
Big butt.
Yeah, on a ring too. Uh-huh. About four of them joints on that damn thing.
But the live animals.
It just ran out of pockets, you know. You had to put them somewhere.
Got the key to the city up there and everything.
Who's putting a live animal up there, though?
Richard Gere.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Is that a gerbil?
Yeah, yep. Was that okay?
Some kind of kink. Their little hands would scratch on the
Oh, no.
Poor Richard Gere, bro.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's true or not, it's living with him. Yeah. It's going to the grave with him at this point. Poor
the man
guy.
Married Cindy Crawford. That's the only thing we remember about him.
Call me.
Gerbil.
Has some hate on him.
Oh, dear Lord.
Tim Cato, All City, joining us at 3 o'clock. We're talking Mavs. Chief, what's next?
The sports hodgepodge where we flag around and find out next.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. Tim Cato, All City Dallas, talking Mavs with you coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief with the Sports Hodgepodge.
Yes, it's Flag Debut Day. Let's go ahead and crank open the hodgepodge.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening to you guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
The front page of the Dallas Morning News reads, "Everything's bigger in Texas, even my expectations." With the photo of Cooper Flag, today is the debut. We will get to all things Cooper, and we start with the Gatorade Cooper Flag commercial as narrated by Dirty Dirk Nowitzki.
You know what legacy looks like. You know what it takes to earn it. Yours begins now. The pick made. The city chosen. Not the next Dirk, the first Cooper.
All right. It's not the next Dirk.
It's the first Cooper.
It's the first Cooper.
Hell now, yeah.
The Mavs debut. Do you know what Dirk's Mavs debut looked like from a points and assist standpoint?
Let me get 12 points, 4 assists.
I like it. I like it.
I think it was less than that.
You're going less?
I'm going less.
You're going under 12?
I'm going under 12.
Well, Chuck, you want to go under 12, or do you want to go over?
I'm going to go with 14 and 7.
2 points.
Wow.
For the Diggler. 4 assists, though. How about that?
He was still kicking his heels up.
Yeah.
He had to make a little adjustment on that.
How about Luka? Do you guys remember his debut?
I was probably pretty filthy. 17 and 8.
10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists.
Almost double-double.
What do you guys think the Cooper Flag Prize Picks points is set at? Wolchuk might already know this.
We're going to bow out of this one, boys.
Okay, Wolchuk's going to bow out of this one. What do you think tonight Prize Picks has his points line set at?
15.
Oh, I was going to say 14 and a half.
16 and a half for Cooper Flag tonight.
It's an interesting one.
Should we hit the more on that? I think I'm going to hit the more. I'm just going to be in just flag excitement.
I went
mode.
With the more, but that's also like being a homer and hoping he just crushes it. I could see the less maybe being the play.
I only take more on my teams. If I need to do some unders, I look elsewhere. I don't want to be rooting against anybody.
He did the he did the first day of school sign because he's making his debut.
Oh, yeah.
And so you ask him some questions.
When did we start doing that, by the way?
It's a good question. I would say sometime in the last half decade.
Yeah, I mean, never I did spring that. Training, they were doing it.
Never did that
baseball.
At Nathan Adams.
There's the a sign?
Like
you know how kids on their first day of school, they have like a sign.
Oh, yeah.
They have like a couple of questions. This is my favorite this. This is my favorite that.
Yeah, get to know you.
The nickname is Coop. I guess we knew that. I don't know.
Maybe not.
And fun fact about Cooper Flag.
He doesn't listen to music.
I don't think that's not a fun fact. It is a fact, but it's just not very fun.
Well, I don't know what he loves Star Wars.
You're so uncomfortable.
I want to make him.
He's not superstitious.
He's good at cornhole, according to Cooper Flagg himself.
There's a surprise.
He can't beat me. My tiny hands. I'm one of the best cornhole players in the station.
Wait, is Sean crotch first?
Yeah, he is.
Cornhole.
Him and RJ have been pretty good together.
Yeah, the board's never straight in my backyard. I got to get something fixed. I'm going to do a spot for some ground repair company. Maybe they'll help me.
His favorite food.
Yeah.
This is where I'm back now.
He likes Italian.
Pizza.
He's a steak guy.
Oh, okay.
Red meat.
He's a steak guy.
He's going for the steaks.
He's from, competitive is advantage. He from Maine? Where are we from?
Yeah.
Maine.
Yeah, he's from Newport, Maine.
I should have said lobster roll.
Yeah, I think he was asked about that in his introductory presser. He said he really isn't a huge lobster guy.
He's not really a much of anything guy.
Steak. Star Wars.
He's just a steak, cornhole, and basketball. Hoop. That's like pretty much what it is.
What you don't Ball know is life.
Cooper the Hooper.
He's rolling around out there in Harry Hines. We just don't know about it.
Knox and Henderson is really the hot spot.
Yeah, he doesn't want
right
you.
Right here?
He acts like...
Knox and Henderson is the real hot spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Harry Hines is right there in your face. Knox and Henderson is the real deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real ball nose.
Okay, so Lucius knows exactly what... Lucius, where were you like 30 seconds ago?
I had a long conversation with somebody that took a sex trafficking course here in this area.
Oh.
And they were telling me the hot spots.
The hot spots.
Hot spots.
Yeah.
Watch out, boys.
Uh-oh.
Careful.
Hide your wallets.
Careful.
Goodness.
The get-in price to see Wemby versus Flag tonight, a measly $43 if you're in San Antonio or you want to hop in the car right now. You can get there by tip-off and spend $43 to watch the debut of Cooper Flag. So, I mean, my goodness, that's pretty cheap.
I'd go.
Yeah, it's absolutely affordable. Absolutely.
Like, there's a part of me that's thinking, like, why wouldn't we go to the game?
Should
tonight?
We just leave and go now?
Yeah, we.
If we left now, we'd make it.
You guys did a good job on the hockey last night.
We get it at the AAC. Yeah, we need AAC redemption. Period. Last night was a nightmare at the Stars game.
Did not go well.
Did you guys see the flag New Balance shoes, by the way?
I walked by.
We respect our flag.
They looked.
I walked by his poster when I go to dinner on Tuesday nights. It's in the there's a New Balance store. And he's hanging out.
Oh, because you're still like going through that little area?
Yeah.
All the restaurants in that specific
spot. That area over there in Preston Hollow.
Yeah.
And they got a New Balance store, and they've got him and the lady who runs the 440, I think, the famous track lady. She's a New Balance gal.
Okay. These look horrible, and I don't even know if it's the New Balance logo on them that make them look extra bad. Like, would they look better if there was a swoosh on there? I don't know, but they just... They don't pop at all.
They look about like his personality.
Yeah.
They don't have a swoosh on them. That's why they look bad.
Yeah, these are not awesome.
No, they look boring.
These are yard cutting shoes in about 6 months after you wear them. Uh-huh. You're cutting the yards in them.
Yeah, these are.
Did I order some?
Yeah, I did. But
they're comfortable.
I don't like them.
They perform well.
Are they like
the John Deere ones?
Yeah, the get off my lawn fives.
They're called Hezzy Low V2 Clay Ash / Boulder.
Lucius, can we fish in them?
Yeah, those are definitely some fishers.
We got some comfortable shoes in the boat.
I'll get close to that bank, too, and pull some stuff out there for you if you get hung up with them joints on. Those are, it's terrible.
Those are what we call river shoes.
Kicks.
Yeah, going swimming in the river.
Yeah.
$120.
I thought I told you to pick them toys up sixes. Don't make your mama mad, fours.
Did you guys see the Thunder's championship rings?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw them with you last night. Yeah. I mean, these things are freaking badass, dude.
They're pretty sharp.
They're getting better with these rings, man. You can't even wear them anymore.
Okay, so they actually
I think we were the last year where you can wear them in 96. After that, I think it's become pretty ridiculous.
They have an accommodation for that particular situation because the championship rings have gotten so large and so gaudy.
So we got a secondary ring?
So if it actually opens up.
Yeah.
And there's like a secondary ring that looks more just like your standard like wedding ring. Yeah, it's engraved with some things, but each player has a more wearable everyday ring as the heart of the actual super blinged out championship
ring. Can't wear them anymore, man.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Wear your rings.
Wow. They're getting all kinds of great functionality. I think every team in every sport is going to take that trend.
Yeah.
We're making these 2-in-1s.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. And these look super sharp. I mean, their colors are cool. It pops 14-karat white and yellow gold with blue and orange sapphires.
I think I saw the Florida Panther rings have a lot more color to them, like their actual uniform colors on their ring. I've never seen much of that where there's actual the color on a ring. You know what I'm saying? Like they're red and the
like actual the team colors.
The team colors on the ring. I've never seen that very much.
I think
that red gold is rare.
Yeah, yeah. It is a beautiful color.
Somebody on a fan text said Brian brought his fives.
Yes. I can see you be the Hawkos.
I'm just saying, man, if you make a comfortable fishing shoe, I'm all in.
Not with you, bro.
Yeah.
And Flag did that. Shout out to you, Flag.
Stand out on the boat a long time.
He did that, bro.
And great news from Sham Sharania. The NBA will return to painting the Larry O'Brien Trophy at Center Court.
Yes.
And final script logo on the home team's floor for the final starting this season.
What were we doing,
bro?
It took since 2009 to make this happen.
Yeah, since 2009.
That's ridiculous.
NBA fans have been bullying the NBA for years and years, and finally they've come around.
I almost started ripping YouTube or something, but I realize they pay me now, so I can't rip them.
Don't be doing that.
YouTube tried to at least electronically put it out there.
I don't want to rip YouTube.
Well, there it is, boys.
Thank you. We're ready. Okay. We got 4 hours of sports left. Chief's going to have a rim session for you at 6:20. We'll talk more basketball throughout the day.
Four hours?
Yeah, we got 4 hours of sports coming up, including Tim Cato, All-City Dallas, talking Mavs with you coming up next year on The Fan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.